A lot of dames had walked through my door, and all of them had been trouble, and this one came with a capital T. If she had been a little less beautiful, or if I had been just a little bit smarter, I would have sent her packing.
Mr. Murphy. Mr. John Murphy.
That's right, but my friends called me Jack.
Well, Jack it is then.
I didn't say you were a friend, but if you let me take you to the paddy and dance with me, that could change fast. Gam's like that. You must be a dancer. Besides, the office is closed. If we're not going dancing, you'll have to wait till the morning. Like I said, I'm going dancing. If not with you, there's a number of different gals who might enjoy my company. They aren't lookers like you, though, but they aren't plain Janes either.
She looked scared, and maybe she was. Or maybe I was just a sap. She wouldn't be the first broad to take me for one. She had a mouth built for two things. Kissing and lying. I could tell from looking at her, she had a lot of practice doing both.
I am not here to talk about dancing, Mr. Murphy. I know it's late, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't important. If there was any other way. Because tomorrow might be too late. You see, I'm being threatened. At first, I didn't think much of it. But then, when this showed up on the pillow of my bed,
She had something in her hand. It was a black rose. And that meant Jimmy the Gent. And Jimmy the Gent meant the syndicate. And the syndicate was a headache I surely didn't need. A black rose from Jimmy meant you were marked. He was the syndicate's button man, and he liked people to know it.
I can't pay you, at least not much. Not with money, at least.
She parted her lips, inviting a kiss. I took the invitation and pressed her hard against the wall. She needed to be kissed by someone who knew how to do it. When I pulled away, she was breathless.
So, will you help me? Will you, Jack?
Before I knew it, she was on her knees and her hands were loosening my belt. She freed my cock from inside my pants and went to work on me like a doxy with a sailor on shore leave.
Oh, Jack, I really want to show you how much I can pay you with my mouth. Would you like that?
Sure do.
Seem like you like that.
Oh yeah.
That tastes so good, Jack.
Oh, you are a naughty one, aren't you? I knew that the moment you came in.
Oh, I know you're such a good girl.
Of course you are a good girl. Oh my.
Let me clean you up, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So, how much do I owe you?
Well, my rate is $25 a day plus expenses, but you just bought yourself 3 days there. Best I can figure. I'll look into your problem, see what I can do.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I hope it's okay I call you that now. I guess I should start by telling you my name. It's Gracie. Gracie McCorkland.
She came into my office as abruptly as she had come into my life. I was up to my neck in it now, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get myself back out. Normally I don't like guns, but the syndicate was dangerous. The kind of danger that rated a gun. I had mine, and I thought it best to keep it with me, at least until I had a lead on Jimmy the Gent, and why he wanted to give Gracie the long goodbye. I followed a few leads. AJ Follett from the Gazette, who owed me a few tips I'd feed him over the years. He worked the crime beat, and knew the town like the back of his hand. My contacts at the local precinct, even my gal at the FBI, who typed up their reports. All of them came up dry.
This is Murphy. Detective Maddox. What can I do for you? Oh, I see. Well, now this is a pickle, but I really can't help you. My client? Who says I've got one? Who's paying me and what for isn't any of your business. You'll be seeing me, will you? Not if I see you first.
With Maddox looking for me, I couldn't use the office. And there would be at least 2 men watching my apartment. If they figured me before I had a lead on Gracie's case, I'd be spending the night in lockup as a material witness. I called Gracie and set up a meet. It was an old flea bag in a bad part of town. It was cheap, and it was the kind of place where no one asked any questions. It would give me time. And that is what I needed right now.
I made it, Jack. I did like you said. 2 cabs, the bus with a transfer at Main, exiting out the back of the Essex Hotel. If anyone managed to follow me, they didn't let on. But it's been so hard, Jack. So hard. I've barely slept. Every time I hear anything, it gives me such a start.
I'm close, Gracie. Real close. It's like one of those puzzles where you can't see the whole picture without all the pieces. I like puzzles, and I'm damn good at them. I'm just waiting for one more call. One last piece. Then, I can take it to Maddox, and he can make sure the right people get a long vacation. 20 years, I'm guessing.
Then it'll all be over? I can't tell you how much I dream of that. Almost as much as I have been dreaming of you. You've been working so hard, Jack. I feel like my ledger is in the red. And, well, I'd really like to add some credits to my account. Get things back in the black.
I'm not much for ledgers and accounting, Gracie. But I do know how to take a payment. And I know those lips can settle up any due notice you might have coming.
Oh, Jack, accounting might be one of my very passionate talents, but I have another skill that I think you might really enjoy. And it can go very, very deep.
Do you, Gracie? I'm very curious now.
Just let me show you, Jack.
Oh. You weren't lying, were you?
I would never lie to you, Jack. I want it deeper, Jack.
So wet. Oh my God. Ah, Gracie. You sure know how to take a payment, don't you?
I love taking payments.
Well, let me show that payment all over your face.
Yes, please. Come for me, Jack. Come for me. Oh, my God. It's all over me. It tastes so good.
We worked up a hunger, and after Gracie fixed up her makeup and made herself presentable, we walked down the block to a little greasy spoon. She had eggs, and I had a stack of flapjacks. The best in town. After we ate, I put her in a cab and sent her back downtown to the room she was renting. I told her I'd call her once I knew something.
Be careful, Jack. I don't know what I would do if anything ever happened to you. You've just been so kind.
I can look out for myself, don't you worry. You just make sure you do the same. Keep your head down, and we'll get through this thing together.
When I got back to my room, it'd been tossed. The door was still ajar, the lock broken. Somebody had made a mess. But they got what they came for. Only two things were missing. My case file and my gun. Now, whoever had them knew everything that I did. I had two calls to make, and I headed out to the payphone to make them. The first one told me almost everything I needed to know. The second one, I was less happy to make, but I needed to make it. And I needed to make it soon.
Maddox. Yes, this is Murphy. Well, see, that's the thing. I knew you might want to have that chat. And I'm not quite ready to do that. I still have some dots to connect. My room got tossed today. And I've got a pretty good idea of who did it. And why. Yeah, I'll give you all that, but not until tomorrow. I'll leave word at the station. I'll give you an address and a time. Send two men, and we'll put this thing to bed.
The morning paper confirmed my worst suspicions. The gent was dead. Two pieces of lead. One in the stomach, and the other in the ticker. Whoever did this wanted to put the hurt on him before sending him off to the great hereafter. Shot with a 38. Most likely the one stolen from my room. My business card was in his pocket. Someone was setting me up to take a fall. It was a frame job. And inside that frame was an 8x10 photo of yours truly. At this point, there were only two possibilities. Jack Murphy, Patsy, or Sap. Which one was it? I was about to find out.
Jack, you're alive. I was so scared and I was so worried.
I don't scare easy, Gracie, and I die hard. Now, see, someone is setting me up and I don't care much for it. The way I figure, you put a scare into the syndicate and now they want you quiet.
Me? What could I possibly do to scare men like that? I'm just a girl from Oshkosh, Jack. Have you ever heard of it? I'd be surprised if you had. Oshkosh is famous for two things, Jack. Cows and cheese. I figured if I played my cards right, maybe someday it'd be famous for Gracie McCorkland too.
You've got the goods, kid. And the pipes too, to make it big in this town. And the looks to go with it. I'm not a betting man, but if I were, I wouldn't bet against you.
Hold me, Jack. I need your arms tonight.
We fell into the bed, and soon enough, our clothes were just a memory. Everything except her stockings and garters. I liked it when she kept them on, and wasn't shy about telling her so.
Oh, God. Jack, do you want me to keep my stockings on?
Of course I want to see your stockings on, dear. Mm. Come on, Gracie. Mm-hmm. Come right here.
Oh, whatever you say, Detective Jack.
Look at that.
Yeah, do you like seeing me touch myself?
Oh, yeah. But you know what, Gracie? Yeah. I bring you a little derriere here. I want to have a feel for it.
I would love that, Detective Jack.
Oh, my. You don't just look good, do you?
Oh, I love feeling your hands.
And are you sure you're ready, Gracie?
Jack, I can't wait. I just need to feel you.
Oh, you're such a needy little one, aren't you? I knew that from the moment you came into my office.
Oh, yes. I'm so ready.
I sure do. Now, come on my lap here.
Oh, I think you like it, though. Yeah, you like that. Oh, I can feel you.
Are you sure you're ready for it?
I want it inside me, Jack. Yes, I promise.
Rough, don't you?
Harder, please, harder.
Of course you are. I knew you had a second side in you.
I told you I'm a naughty girl. Please.
Of course we do.
Oh, God. Yeah, just grind into me.
I just want to uncover that secret of yours.
Oh, you know we all have secrets, Jack. Oh, God. Oh.
Hold on. All right. Let me just turn around then.
I think it's my turn to just take charge then, Jack.
Not quite there yet. You just wait for Jack.
Jack. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, Jack, I'm almost there, Jack. Please. Get deeper. Please. Yeah. Oh, I'm almost there. I'm coming. I'm gonna come.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yes.
My Gracie. Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, oh God. Oh, my God.
It sure is a good surprise for Jack.
Oh, I think it's a good surprise. Oh, God, it feels so good, Jack. I feel like I could just pass out right now on your chest.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
You just knock one out for me. Come on, kid. Let's just have a lie.
I'd like that.
I'd left a big part of myself inside her. But now she was holding a revolver to my head. My revolver. Taken from her purse behind the bed where we had just carved out a little piece of heaven.
Oh, Jack. I am so sorry.
What Gracie didn't know is that I had gotten there first, while she was freshening up, and that the bullets in the gun were blanks.
So, it's like that, is it?
I never wanted to hurt you, and I never meant for it to end like this. But it has to end, Jack. All of it. Us. Them. The whole damn thing.
He wasn't after you. That wasn't the game after all. I knew about Oshkosh even before you told me. McCortland Dairy Farms. I read it on my milk carton when I poured it into my morning coffee. But it isn't McCortland anymore, is it, Gracie? It's Russo. Mrs. Jimmy Russo. Mrs. Jimmy the Gent. One call to the country clerk confirmed it.
Ugh, you're smart, Jack. Too smart for your own good.
Do it, Gracie. Pull that trigger. Come on. Go ahead. End it.
I'm sorry, Jack. I truly am. And I could have loved you. But I needed him gone. And this was the only way. When the cops find you and the gun that killed Jimmy, they'll call it payback. A botched PI job. Case closed. And I'll be able to go back to being Gracie McCortland. And you'll take my little secret to the grave. Oh, Jack, I'm so, so sorry.
Sorry, Gracie. Those were blanks. I just had to know if you could do it. If you could pull the damn trigger.
I didn't want to. You have to know that, Jack. If I could do it all over, I'd have picked another private dick. Anyone else. We could have really been something.
But now you're going to trade those stockings and garters for prison stripes. And you're going to be wearing them for a long, long time, Gracie. Maddox. She's all yours. You're gonna be wearing bracelets now. And not the kind you get at Tiffany's.
Please, will you come visit me, Jack? Will you?
You really broke my heart, Gracie. But I'll put it back together again. I always do. And maybe once that happens, I'll drop by.
It took less than an hour for the jury to come back with a guilty verdict. I told my story from the witness box, and all 12 men heard it. With that, and the prints on the gun, it was a lock. The judge gave her 25 years for the murder of Jimmy the Gent, and the papers made me into a local hero. She'd hire some local thug to toss my room and grab my gun and had left him with a bullet in the back of his head for his trouble. The judge gave her another 20 years for that. I even got a call from the syndicate, thanking me for solving the murder and telling me to keep my nose clean. The way I figured, they owed me now, and that was a chip I liked having in my pocket. I took a couple of days off, and when I got back to the office, there was another dame waiting for me. Another story, another case, another set of legs that just didn't stop. And of course I took the case, because in the end, I am always a sucker for a good story, and even more of a sucker for a beautiful dame.